Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Yo, yo, hour number four, quattro of our radio program. That's right. It is Zach Gelb Show, co-host on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, well, Rocket can. The Baltimore Ravens are going to get the football back inside their own five-yard line. As Tampa just had to punt, they could not get a conversion on third and four. So this game is still Tampa Bay 10, the Ravens 3. Ravens offense struggling mightily to start off this game as this game's already in the second quarter. All righty, let's get to a little week 8 of this QB or that QB. Hot take, Hickey, what do you got?
I know the game's already started. I'm just curious here. Lamar Jackson, Tom Brady, who, if you can block out from what you've seen in the last hour, who would you have taken in this matchup?
Ooh. I thought the Bucs were going to win. And this is not an indictment on Lamar. I just think the Bucs need this game more. And you have a motivated Brady. Everyone's saying he's too old. He stinks now. I've just seen this script too many times. I know it's easy to say now because it's 10-3. But I told you before this game started, I lean towards the Bucs tonight. So I would go Brady in this contest.
And just to reset the ground rules, if there's a first-time listener, this is which quarterback would you choose just for this week specifically? Not for 10 years.
Just this week.
Not, you know, oh, well, only one game. With how they played so far the first 7 weeks, in this specific matchup, who would you take? So you're taking Tom Brady over Lamar.
Are you watching this NC State-Virginia Tech game?
No, I'm not.
They got a dog, a ball dog. The dog's retrieving the football. That was awesome.
Who is a ball dog? NC State?
No, like... A dog that retrieves the ball, not a bulldog.
A bulldog.
Yes, not a bulldog. A bulldog. That's awesome. I don't know if that was a one-time thing, because then they put like a harness kind of collar on the dog. But I guess you got to let the dog off the leash. So I don't know if that always happens. That was pretty damn cool. I don't.
Maybe if NC State was, you know, kind of wild, you can train a wolf to do that.
Yeah,
that would be badass.
Nah, you know me. This is not a popular statement, what I'm about to make.
Yeah, you hate fun.
No, I don't hate fun. I'm the definition of fun. Please, you don't try anything. I took you to Vegas, and you wouldn't even try some escargot or creme brulee. You're boring. You went to bed at like 10 p.m.
I'm bored because I didn't have snail, fried
snail.
For me,
Jake Asman and Dan Silverman were at the blackjack tables just going nuts and partying and having a great time. Hickey's sleeping.
I'll admit, I was a loser. I was a total loser on that trip.
Before the flight, I got to go to sleep. I don't sleep in Vegas. Come on. You only sleep in Vegas if there's too much alcohol in the body and you're forced to go to sleep. Anyway, though, I don't love all the animals when it comes. That was cool because it was a dog running on the field. When you got like a longhorn or you got the Georgia Bulldog on the sideline, even what do they do at
Colorado, you got the buffalo that runs on the field.
Yes, the buffalo of Colorado. Whenever you see those things.
Collie at A&M.
And then something goes wrong, I always say that they just shouldn't have animals on the field. You're just asking for trouble.
Does Temple have an owl?
They do.
Get him out. Get the owl out.
And I've always wondered, when I'm at the football game, not really that much of a thought because it's an open stadium, but when they bring the owl inside the Leah Cora Center, which is only, I think, a 12,000-seat building, and had the owl fly around and then go right back onto its perch, I always think that it's going to mess with someone and something wrong is going to happen. That's just me, though.
They fly the war eagle like Auburn before the game.
Stella the owl, by the way.
Stella!
It's a good name.
You can do better.
They have a line at Penn State.
I think you need a tougher name than Stella. That's just me, though.
Okay.
They do not have a line at Penn State. I wish they didn't. I wish that took them on the field.
Yeah. Hopefully they would eat you alive.
That's very nice. Back to the segment. Originally scheduled programming here. In London, 9:30 a.m. Eastern, Russell Wilson versus Trevor Lawrence. Who would you rather have?
Trevor Lawrence. Not even close right now. Russell Wilson, his body's banged up. He's caring more about being a star off the field than a star on the field. Doing high knees on the plane, which is just the fakest load of crap I've ever heard for 4 hours. Baloney. Give me Trevor Lawrence.
How about a battle of the backups? For the most part. P.J. Walker taking on, for the most part of his career, been a backup, Marcus Mariota. Who would you rather have? Both of them playing low-key kind of well.
Well, P.J. was one game.
Hey, to his credit, he played better than Baker Mayfield did, that's for sure.
And I've seen more P.J. Walker than anybody on national radio. I would go Marcus Mariota because you know he's going to kill you with your legs or put you in an advantageous position with his legs and they'll limit his throws. I would go for this week Mariota over P.J. Sorry, P.J.
Cardinals at the Vikings.
Would you rather have? Let's be real. Not that this factored into it. P.J. and I were texting this week. Have a little back and forth. Then we hit him up to come on the show. Don't get a response back after that. That's like where the conversation ends. Could have came on the show this week.
Oof. Maybe he's just locked into the playbook.
That's fair. And I won't hold it against him because I interviewed PJ the day he signed on at Temple. And I love PJ, but he should have been on the show this week.
So, screw you, PJ. Let's go, Mariota.
No. That's not what I'm saying. Thank you for the American Athletic Conference Championship.
Kyler Murray or Kirk Cousins? Who'd you rather have this week?
Kirk.
1 o'clock game at home.
Kirk. Kyler is the better quarterback. The thing, though, that concerns me about Kyler now, it helps he gets DeAndre Hopkins back. And I may think about plussing the 3.5 points with the Cardinals this week because the Vikings really haven't played great competition yet. And not that the Cardinals are great competition, but it seems that maybe what's on his plate a little bit gets taken off because now DeAndre Hopkins is back. But it seems like that offense is just Kyler run around and make a play. I think Kirk is set up in a better position. Not that he's going to be more flashy than Kyler. Not that he's going to be more explosive than Kyler. He can, though, spread out the football more to Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, KJ Osborne, Irv Smith Jr. You had the running game of Dalvin Cook. I just know what Kirk's going to be. He's never going to be great. He's just going to be good. There's sometimes he falls flat on his face. But for Kyler, it's either all or nothing. And that's what concerns me. I think this is more of a middle ground is what I'm saying with Kirk Cousins.
This one might be a little tougher than we thought even a few weeks ago. Would you rather have for just this week only, Mac Jones or Zach Wilson?
Mac. And I'm just going to bank on that Mac has had more success in the NFL than Zach Wilson.
You're going to bank on that it's Wednesday when he was named a starter instead of...
He was going to be a starter the entire week.
Monday night, you know, right before the Bears game?
You know, Hickey, just because the games I play with the media doesn't mean that's what plays out publicly. I'm a Mac Jones guy, even though I sabotaged him with Joe Judge and that guy, Patricia, and don't get him a number one wide receiver, but I'm a Mac Jones guy.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Thanks for joining us. Bill Belichick, everybody.
I hope his communication is better this week than it was last. Let's just say that.
We communicate in this organization. We communicate.
Maybe he communicates to himself.
You know, shut up. You're a knucklehead Colts fan. All right? You have no hope.
All that's missing is a 10-second pause in between the question asked and his answer.
Yeah, that's true. That doesn't make good for radio.
No, you're right.
We don't want the silent alarm to sound, and then we have corporate call us. Why are you guys not on the air? Well, Zach left.
We were doing our best Bill Belichick impersonation. That includes 10-second pauses.
You know what? David Spike, Chris Oliveira, we had Bill Belichick on. He just didn't say anything.
Yeah, he would be a terrible interview. That is for sure. I don't know how WEEI does it sometimes.
But you know you have to start him off with. Hey, talk to us about the history of the long snapper.
I think I would have a good in with Belichick, even though when I went to training camp this year and asked about Baker Mayfield, he kind of didn't really give me a great answer. One of Belichick's mentors is the late, great Wayne Harden, who used to coach at Navy and then also Temple. If I brought that up to Bill to start the interview, I think that would loosen him up a little bit. For as loose as you're going to get, Bill.
The only problem is then it's like 10 minutes in, and so you've only asked one question. It's about a guy that's like no one cares about. All of a sudden, it's like 3 minutes.
No one cares about.
First in the national audience.
Show some respect to the late great Wayne Harden.
No disrespect.
He coached Roger Staubach.
I'm just saying.
Roger Staubach loves the man.
Just say Bill Belichick was on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, people would care more about Mac Jones
minutes,
and all that
no
stuff.
No disrespect, Wayne. No one wants to hear 10 minutes about how great of a coach he is and how much he impacted.
Could you imagine
Bill Belichick?
Could you imagine if Maggie and Perloff had Belichick in studio? And you know that wheel that they have? where they spin the wheel with guests and it's like it picks a question to ask him and it's a fun wheel. Imagine Belichick in studio with them spinning the wheel.
He would refuse to spin. He would refuse to spin the wheel. Then they would do it for me and not answer the question.
No, I don't do these gimmicks. All right. Bears. Get me out of the show. All right,
That would I would say not go very well for them, but it would be fun for us to watch.
Hey, Bill, tell us a fun story in your life.
Tell us one time you smiled, Bill. How about that?
I'll take a line from Nick Saban. I did grocery shopping this offseason. You know, no one stocks a fridge like me. All right, go ahead.
Good one in the NFC West. 49ers, Rams. Who would draw the hat for just this week? Jimmy G, Matthew Stafford.
Wow. And you know I do not like Jimmy G. I think for this week I'd rather have Jimmy G. Stafford just turns over the football way too much these days, and his offensive line is horrendous. And just like how I said with Kyler Murray and Kirk Cousins, for Kyler Murray it's like all or nothing. Not that Stafford is as athletic as Kyler Murray, but it seems like he either plays great or he's horrible. I'll just take the more consistent Jimmy Garoppolo, I guess, this week. This week only, to be clear.
And the 49ers, they are the Rams' daddy recently.
That is true. Jimmy G's never lost to them.
Crazy. Crazy. And somehow Sean McVay still gets thrown in the blender anytime he goes against that Shanahan defense.
All right, Scott Zolak. Toss those analytic nerds in a blender. All right. 4th and 9. Kill him.
Good old Scotty. How about this matchup that we all saw coming between two great quarterbacks in the NFL so far this year?
This is the one I've been dreading the most, you asking me, if this is the one I think it is.
Who would you rather have, Daniel Jones or Geno Smith?
Does he still lead the league in completion percentage?
I have to double check. I believe so.
This is the toughest one because Jones has been great running the football. And when they ask him to step up in the fourth quarter, he has stepped up. Jeez. This is as close to a tie as you could get. Who would you rather have? Geno Smith or Daniel Jones? I have my answer, but who would you rather have?
I would take Geno in this matchup.
I would slightly. And I mean by like maybe by 1% extra. Give the edge to Geno in this one.
And let's wrap up going from one great quarterback matchup.
By the way, Mark Andrews is leaving the game. I don't know what the injury is, but he's leaving the game. He looks wobbly walking off the field. I'm seeing it right now at the corner of my eye. He's with medical personnel. He's walking off the field. Mark Andrews as the Ravens. Is that 4th and 22? They have now punted the football back to the Buccaneers. 5:47 to go in the second quarter. Tampa Bay up 10-3 over the Ravens.
And at least Amazon reporting it's a shoulder injury,
okay,
that he is looking at. Questionable to return for those fantasy owners out there or Ravens fans that are listening. Finally, Sunday Night Football, Zach, Aaron Rodgers or Josh Allen? Who would you rather have?
Josh Allen. Not even close.
You don't want someone who's going to complain for four quarters. Yell at someone for not doing their job correctly. Bitch about the game plan. Say bench everyone. Cut him. Yeah, I mean, he's doing the best Scott Zolak impersonation. Cut him. Bench him.
On my initial answer, did I stutter?
No stuttering. That is the right answer.
It was without hesitation, Josh Allen. It is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. That was this QB or that QB for week 8 in the National Football League. We'll take a timeout. When we do return on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, we will give you another update on Tampa Bay and the Ravens, as I guess you could say, if the Bucs go down the field here and get a touchdown, with the way that the Ravens' offense has looked in almost the first half, 17-3 starts to feel like this game is getting out of reach if the Bucs could go down, march down the field and go get a touchdown, Hickey.
It could be getting very early
Now with Andrews potentially out too for the rest of the game. I mean, we don't know if he's going to be out for the rest of the game, but with him going to the locker room, that's a concern.
Very true. We did mention the Ravens are the worst team with the lead. Maybe this is, you know, they got to get themselves in a double-digit deficit, and all of a sudden, that's when they start going.
Yeah, that joke was like so 30 minutes ago.
I'm just making a point. I'm making a point.
Yeah, that was a jerk. Also, I'm trying that to was a jerk response. That was
hype
a douchey
myself
response
up for my
me.
Ravens pick on the day to give myself some hope for the second half.
By the
way, I live in optimism.
I have won this QB or that QB for you. Taylor Heinicke or Sam Ehlinger this weekend. Why
I was going to include
not asked?
It, but...
Why was that not asked? That's an egregious error.
I don't know about egregious.
You asked me PJ Walker, Marcus Mariota.
I think it's a fair question. They're closer together than, say, Sam Ehlinger or Taylor Heinicke. I don't think either would be very good. I will take Taylor Heinicke.
Okay. So you're rooting for the Commanders this weekend?
I am rooting for the Commanders this weekend.
We are Commanders. Bum, 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 bum. So you fully embrace the tank is what you're saying.
I will say I did pick them to win. My game picks on the year are horrendous.
Oh, no.
I am 1-6 through 7 games picking Colts games.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
So I kind of screwed myself. I should have done the old reverse mush and picked the Colts to win this game. But I do think it's going to be ugly, and I do think it's going to be a Commanders win.
Well, my picks haven't been good either. And I like the Commanders too this weekend. And not only that, since you like them and I like them, that's fade, 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 fade. That could be a fade this week.
Maybe they'll play. I think one thing we're overlooking both here in this is that maybe they'll play inspired for Dan Snyder. I don't know if he'll be at the game. But maybe they'll say, we're going to win one for Dan. Win one for our owner who's got attacked.
No, the players don't like Dan Snyder. Other than that, his name is on their paycheck. They don't like that.
Well,
that's
the check clears. I'm just trying to talk myself into anything here to believe the Commanders win.
No, I would love to see a wrestling match, though, at halftime between Jim Irsay and Dan Snyder.
Did he go to the game?
He goes to every game, Dan Snyder.
I don't know.
It wouldn't surprise me if Dan Snyder goes to the game and before the game you get a report. Remember, like, those clowns from Penn State? That James Franklin was basically trying to incite a riot at halftime between Penn State and Michigan. It would not surprise me if before the game or at halftime, you get some Adam Schefter tweet that we all think is a fake tweet, like a Ballsack Sports tweet, where Dan Snyder walked over to Jim Irsay's luxury box at Lucas Oil Stadium and tried to start a fight. That would not surprise me. And we see like Dan Snyder with a cracked beer bottle, some image of him trying to smack Jim Irsay over the head.
If they focus more on the luxury boxes than the owner's boxes than the game, I would be okay with it.
Probably more entertaining.
I would totally agree.
Not that Please. I want to see Dan Snyder or really Jim Irsay, but if you had a camera on both of them, I think it would be better than the game.
Does Jim Irsay let him in? Like,
yeah.
It's a dumb question, but I don't know.
He would. Not that Jim Irsay seems like he's usually the bigger man, but I think he'd be the bigger man in this scenario. Because Dan Snyder, he's a petulant little man, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, that he is.
He is one big, salty baby. And that's probably the nicest way that I could say it without getting fired from my job. The Ravens are getting the football back. Brady and Evan just can't get on the same page. They're trying, but it's just not working. So Lamar getting the ball back with 4:48 to go. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Throughout the 60s and 70s,
the listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
Find your perfect fall suit with Indochino. Customize every detail of their seasonal designs for a one-of-a-kind look at a great price. And get $50 off purchases of $399 or more at Indochino.com. Promo code FALLUPDATE.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
It is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. So Roman Harper, the former safety for the Saints and the Panthers, won a Super Bowl. He is now a superstar on the SEC Network. I would love next year, and I think we've developed a good enough relationship with Roman Harper, as you just heard from that rejoin. He listens to the show, and there'll be random times during the show that he will text me as he listens to us on WFNZ in Charlotte, because that's where he still lives. I think we developed a good enough relationship with Roman where you could have a little bit of an ask and a little bit of a request that you probably shouldn't, but we'll do so anyway. I think next year we get to be his entourage. Hot take, Hickey. Not every week, but just one week, like one SEC Network game, wherever they're going, wherever they're traveling, where we get to be his plus one, and I'll incorporate you into that conversation as well. If he tells me I only got one ticket, sorry, you're SOL on that one. But I think we should bring that next time up to Roman Harper when he's on the show and kind of just put him on the spot.
Well, we like follow him around, kind of sit behind stage as he's doing the show on Saturday morning. Is that what you're saying?
I got to get up early Saturday morning then.
Well, SEC Nation, that's what he does.
Well, yeah, I guess I would go. No, but I'm sure they go to the game, right?
That I do not know.
I would think, well, you never know. It wouldn't surprise me if he skips out of the game. But if we're going to whatever big SEC game there is that they're there at broadcasting in the morning, I think then we included that we get some sideline passes, you know, luxury box seats and get hooked up.
Wow. You're going all, not just like a ticket to the game or just, you know, general admission, go find a seat. This is sideline passes, meet and greet with the coach, maybe get to call a play too, like the first quarter.
Yeah, like Ed Orgeron would say in the movie The Blind Side, SJ, I'll let you throw a sideline pass. Do something like that.
Maybe, I guess, depends on, I'm trying to think, which school would be cool.
Alabama would be awesome. Alabama, LSU, Tennessee, you know, big time environments.
Like, if we go to South Carolina, could, like, drive the Rooster Mobile around? Kind of Sir Big Spur, like, you know, be his handler?
I don't know. That Sir Big Spur was very controversial this year with all the names.
But, yeah, it's okay. The families, you know, the two families have come together.
What was it, the Cock Commander?
That was an alternative that was rejected for whatever reason.
And what was the other one that I really liked? Oh, Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cluck Norris.
Cluck Norris was good.
Yeah. Those are pretty good ones.
I don't know. I like South
Clucker.
Carolina.
That was a good one.
I like that program, but if we're going to take advantage of Roman Harper's connections, I think with him going to Alabama, we'd have to go to Alabama.
Death Valley at night would be sick. Sick.
It would be. Well, let's do this. Can't we just look at the Alabama football schedule next year? Because I would have to imagine that the majority of their trips have to do with Alabama games on the SEC Network, you would think.
You would think, but also I think they try to also show love to everyone because it's an SEC.
But you can identify the big, big games there.
And they've gone to Kentucky. They've gone to South Carolina.
Would they go to Alabama against a non-conference?
Who are they playing next year, maybe?
Texas.
Oh, they'd definitely probably be there.
And that's at Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Probably. It's going to be hot. That'd be fun.
Ole Miss. That game's in Alabama.
Ole Miss in the Grove would be sick. That's another I'd love to go. Get dressed up, wear a little bow tie, suspenders, go down there.
Bow tie and suspenders.
You got to look the part. You can't just show up like looking like we do on a normal basis.
They play Tennessee next year in Alabama.
When in Oxford?
They play LSU in Alabama next year. Iron Bowl? Now, it's in Auburn, but Alabama-Auburn Iron Bowl would be cool. And
Auburn's
who knows who'll be coaching
campus.
Auburn next year.
Could be Hugh Freeze.
Could be Deion Sanders against Nick Saban.
Could be Deion Sanders. That would be entertaining.
Bowl.
Maybe have the Aflac duck like run out at halftime.
Quack, quack. That's the one time I would support an animal on the field at a college football game.
The Aflac duck doing the pregame coin toss.
Yeah. No, I would definitely be down. Anyway, I have an NBA prediction for you. Five games into a season, I'm already ready to predict a firing, an eventual firing of a current coach. I think by the end of the year, and I don't even know if he gets to the end of the year, Doc Rivers is out with the Philadelphia 76ers. They are 1-4 to start off this season. Their lone win is up against Indiana. I don't like the construction of this team. I love Joel Embiid, but my biggest problem, even though he's in shape now and he looks motivated, is that when James Harden needs to be your big-time number two piece to go make a clutch shot, I don't trust James Harden in a big moment. He's just not a big-time player. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a great player, but he's not a clutch player. And I do think you can't keep on defending Doc with some of his shortcomings as well. I think Doc will be done at the latest by the end of the season, and I'm ready to predict already his replacement. I think coaching the Sixers to start next year is Jay Wright. Jay Wright accomplished everything he could have imagined and then some at Villanova. He turned Villanova into a blue blood and won two national championships. I don't know if it was the changing landscape of college basketball where Jay Wright was like, yeah, I'm done, or if Jay Wright just said, I want to enjoy my life. But I do think that basketball will come back calling for Jay Wright. I don't think he'll take another college job, but I do see him potentially going to the NBA, and I think it would need to be close to home. Now, he lives right off the main line in Philadelphia, and I think the Sixers would be a perfect fit. That's been rumored for years. When Brett Brown was there, I think him and Brett Brown were close, so maybe you didn't want that to go down that way. I don't know if he has any relationship with Doc Rivers, but if they get rid of Doc, I think that's the next job. Jay Wright with the Sixers is my prediction next year. Already on to 2023 basketball predictions.
I would be surprised. He doesn't strike me as a guy who is going to go back on his word. He retired, stepped away from Villanova. He's doing a little analyst role now, so he's, you know, getting that basketball fix, if you will, without kind of the daily day-to-day grind. If we
he's
don't know why
doing
he retired
games for CBS now,
right, so you get a little bit of both.
Now he could go do the CBS thing for the rest of his life, and I think he would be a superstar. And maybe, I know he's a studio guy now for the Final Four, and he's doing some other games, and I think he's calling the Villanova game coming up soon. I just read that sometime this week. I could see Jay Wright and Ian Eagle be the new broadcast team, as Ian Eagle is now going to take over for Jim Nance. What is it, after this year, I think it is?
This is the last Final Four for Jim Nance.
Now, I will say there is an article, and this was in April. This was in late April, where Jay Wright did admit that he could be lured back to coaching by an NBA job. He said that when he was on ESPN Radio's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. So, not right now. That was something I always thought about, Wright said. When asked if he thought about coaching in the NBA, my experience with the Olympics kind of scratched that itch. I kind of feel like I did a little bit, and I love coaching those guys. And he did go on to say, right now, I definitely need a break. Right now, I'm looking forward to this special assistant position at Villanova, but honestly, down the road, I'd be lying. I don't know what I'm going to feel like. Doesn't seem like a guy that's going to stay retired forever.
Also, I think he's being honest. Hey, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe this the analyst role is not enough and he wants to get back, or maybe it's just enough and he goes, you know what, I'm living a good life right now. I'm set. I'm calling some college basketball games. I'm just having a good time.
Well, there's no risk for him. He goes coaches the Sixers. He will always be remembered for being a great college basketball coach. He's not going to be a moron like Urban Meyer, where he's going to make it an embarrassment if it doesn't go well in the professional sport. Like, he may not have success in the NBA, but it's not going to tarnish his legacy. It's not going to make you think any differently about Jay Wright.
No, but also, too, it's an adjustment. You know, NBA game is a lot, how you treat and manage players is a lot different than college.
But with how college basketball is now, it's very sort of like professional sports now. So the itch of it the last few years, or the look of it the last few years, and he did coach the Olympic team. I know it's not the regular grind of a day-to-day season. I could see Jay wearing a suit on an NBA sideline. I really couldn't. I think it's going to be in Philadelphia next year.
Think he'd be wearing a suit? I don't know. I think he'd go the quarter zip route now that,
you know what,
everyone is doing.
Post-pandemic, where all those coaches kind of ditched the suit, you're probably right. You think we'll ever see an NFL coach again in a suit?
I hope not. That irrationally drove me insane.
Who was the guy in San Francisco?
Mike Nolan.
Mike Nolan, who would wear a suit?
Jack Del Rio in Jacksonville, it drove me, it got me so mad.
If I was coaching, I would be wearing sweatpants all day, sometimes even like shorts. I don't care if I look like a slob when I'm on the sideline coaching. Marco, a man of big-time class and always wears the nicest clothing in the world.
Uh-huh.
As he's in jeans and a band t-shirt each and every day.
GQ all the way.
Marco Belletti, GQ, that is the first thing I think of. What would be your coaching attire?
Whatever would be comfortable to get through the 3 hours.
The Bob Huggins look.
But I don't get why... Bob Huggins. Love Bob Huggins. I don't get why Ryan would be so annoyed with the suit, though. I don't get it. Maybe... Is it... Because he didn't... Did you not grow up with any of it? I mean, I feel like the Tom Landry's...
No, I did not.
You know, the Hank Strams. Like, none of that stuff.
Vince Lombardi,
like,
I did not grow up with those
Vince
suits.
Lombardi, no. I mean...
They're not going to like this when we're on in Miami, but I did always like when Al Golden wore the tie on the sideline.
Ugh.
Yeah, like, I have no problem with it if you want to wear it. I have no problem if you don't want to wear it either. But, I mean, Tom Landry looked good in the suit. I'm not going to...
Now, I love our old boss, Mark Chernoff, but Mark Chernoff was very against people wearing shorts to work, and there was a policy you couldn't wear shorts to work unless if you were, like, Mike Francesa or...
There was a policy?
Craig Carden. Oh, yeah. I got in big-time trouble hosting an overnight. Well, not big-time trouble, but I was hosting an overnight, and I wore shorts and a T-shirt in the summer to the overnight. And Boomer Esiason said, "What are you, shooting hoops?" And I thought he was just, like, kidding, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah. You know, I was doing the overnight. Boomer complained to Mark. Mark was not happy. I had to apologize to Boomer. And I made some joke that I was going to wear a tuxedo next time. And I came in the next day with a tuxedo shirt, like one of those shirts. But Chernoff was not happy. Now, when Chernoff left, I was wearing shorts a few weeks ago. And, you know, ever really since the pandemic started, that policy kind of went away because I was here. If I'm here, I'm wearing whatever I wanted at the time in the early stages of the pandemic. And Oliveira goes, you know, if Mark was still here, he wouldn't be happy if you're wearing shorts. But I supported you, actually. I think everyone should be allowed to wear shorts.
I got to tell you.
We're doing radio.
Never knew the policy. Had no idea. You are not the only one that I've ever seen in shorts around
here.
So I'm stunned. By the fact I could see Boomer taking a shot at
you.
You
know what it was? And I love Boomer.
I was going to say, Boomer's awesome.
But Boomer, I think it was because I was younger.
Yeah, no, he's putting you in your place.
In the business.
And that's fine.
Traditional.
That's fine.
Chivalrous. Well, that kind of stuff. You know, don't wear shorts.
I get it from Boomer's perspective. Yeah. You're young. You're filling in on the fan, on the overnight, act the part.
No, let's not the fan. It was here.
Either way, act the part and look like, you know, you have a little bit of self-respect. I get Boomer's point of view.
Nice shorts.
Well, I get Boomer's point of view. I understand that. If you were 45, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have took the shot at you. I think he was just putting you in your place.
Well, now I wear shorts.
I was just completely unaware of the policy.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a no flannel policy. Have I been... Against the company for a long time now.
That's like...
Who knew?
That is black tie if you wear a flannel shirt around
here. I was unaware. No hat policy. I don't know. I've never checked these policies.
Are we now the Yankees?
I don't know. I've never checked. Well, that would be a problem. I have a beard. I didn't know any of these policies. I didn't realize we had them.
Well, also, before you got this job, you were usually never here during the daytime hours.
That's a little bit of a stretch. I've done all the different times of the day.
But your usual slot.
Usually I'm at night. They like to keep me in the dark with the mushrooms. I'm aware of that. But
that
I've been here. I've been here many a times during the day.
If I was doing 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. or 6 to 10 a.m. or 2 to 6 p.m. when this was happening.
You wouldn't have put the shorts on?
No, because those are during business office hours. I would have, you know, maybe wore jeans or sweatpants or something like that.
Okay, all right.
Since it was 2 to 6 a.m., I'm like, okay, I get out of here at 6. No one's seeing me.
All right. You know what? I'm siding more and more on Boomer's side. Because if you were going to say, you know what? I'm wearing it whenever I want to wear it, I would have, you know, given you credit for it. Yeah. Now that you're telling me it's because you feel that these hours are beneath you,
look
then
Marcus,
I'm with Boomer. That you
Boomer.
Might want
to,
I think you might want to reevaluate. Yeah. Whether you're on at 4 a.m. or you're on at 4 in the afternoon. Act the same part.
Now, at the time, I was like 70 pounds heavier, so maybe Boomer just didn't want to see my legs at the time.
Well,
I mean, now,
in fairness,
my calves are jacked.
We still don't want to see it.
No, my calves look great. I got great calves right now.
I'll take your word for it.
I'll show you them.
I'm good. Thank you.
I'll give you a sneak peek.
No, I'm all right.
Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball.
A fear you can't shake.
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Throughout the 60s and 70s,
football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
Finding a perfect suit can seem impossible, but finding a suit that's perfect for you is simple with Indochino. Choose your favorite fabric and customize every detail. Then submit your measurements online or get measured in store for a custom made-for-you fit at an incredible price. And with Indochino's fall collection featuring new colors and premium fabrics, you'll be in style all season long. Indochino makes it easy to craft a look that suits you perfectly. Suits start at just $449, and fitted shirts start at just $89. And you can fine-tune every detail, lapels, linings, monograms, and more. Create a personalized wardrobe that doesn't cost a fortune with options like shirts, casual wear, and outerwear. Want to elevate your look? Indochino lets you make any suit a tux. Design your perfect suit today with Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more with promo code FALLUPDATE at Indochino.com. That's Indochino.com. Promo code FALLUPDATE.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
That's right. It is The Zach Gelb Show at CBS Sports Radio. 10-3 at halftime. Buccaneers and Ravens. Justin Tucker's 61-yard field goal was blocked. So it's 10-3 at halftime. Hickey, another high-scoring game on Thursday Night Football. I guess we ruined all the points last week when you had the pick-six affair with Andy Dalton going up against the Arizona Cardinals. I guess we got all the points out in that game because for most of the season, this has been dreadful on Thursday Night Football.
I guess you got to blame Kirk, right?
How so?
New face?
Oh, Kirk Herbstreit.
Sorry, yes, Kirk Herbstreit. My apologies.
Kirk Cousins playing Thursday Night Football yet this year?
Al Michaels, I mean, look, Sunday night, the games are always pretty good for the most part.
Or maybe Al is just betting the unders, and he has the gambling gods who have always been a proponent of his in the good graces this year.
Me, you know what? That's actually a great one. That's probably more likely.
By the way, you see the seltzer that they had in the newsroom?
Liquid Death.
It's called Liquid Death.
And it's not alcoholic.
No.
Non-alcoholic, I should say.
No, I wish it was alcoholic. But the way this game's going on right
that
now.
That looks like if you should show me that without saying it's a seltzer, I would have 100%
thought it was a beer.
Said, right.
Like if management watches our cameras right now in the studio and they see me with this because I cracked open one of these bad boys, they'd probably think I'm drinking a Guinness. It looks like Guinness.
Black can, white lettering.
Gold top.
It does look very nice. It looks like an IPA or like one of those like craft brewery beers.
Sprinkling water straight from the Alps. Their slogan for Liquid Death. Murder your thirst. Where do we get this?
That's, you know what? I give marketing credit.
This is great.
That's a good slogan.
Do you like seltzer?
I do not.
Oh, you suck.
Hate the bubbles.
I'm a huge seltzer fan. I do not drink soda, but seltzer I drink. My family growing up, we had the Soda Stream, where it would be the homemade seltzer maker.
Yeah.
And it would come with all the soda packets, and we would just get rid of them and just use seltzer. That, fresh seltzer, there's nothing like it. I love seltzer. So I saw this, and I thought it was beer. Just, you know, we got maybe a beer delivery, and then people were just taking a few beers home and stuff like that. And then I looked at it, and I go, oh, sparkling water. So, big fan of it.
Liquid Death, never associate that with just a little spring water.
Hopefully, I don't croak on
that's
the air.
That's true. Well, good news is we got 5 minutes left, so worst case scenario, we should be able to make it through.
Now, I'm a large body that you'd have to move out here.
A lot of Liquid Death to put you down.
That'd be a lot of dead weight. There'd be no doubt about that. Let's get to the closing bell.
Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Let's start things off with the Seattle Seahawks and the New York Giants. The Giants are 6-1. The Seahawks are 4-3. It's the lone
above 500 matchup this weekend between both teams going up against one another. Seahawks believe in their coach Pete Carroll, trying to prove a point. The Giants, they finally have a competent coach for the first time in what? Since Tom Coughlin? Man, McAdoo was a disaster. Shermer stunk. And Joe Judge was a fake tough guy. He was all talk. Never backed it up, though. So the Seahawks and the Giants, best matchup of the weekend, I guess some would say. Stock up. This Chiefs-Giants trade today, I think very fair for both sides. Kadarius Toney, I don't know, he seems like he could be a little bit of a pain in the ass at times. But with that being said, he is a first-round talent. And he's never healthy so far. So now he goes from the Giants to the Chiefs, where I know the Giants have a better record this year, but you do have Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, and they're looking for all the weapons in the world since Tyreek Hill did leave. And for the Giants, if you didn't love this guy and this regime didn't draft him with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, you get back a third and a six. Most of the times in this industry, right, we have to pick a side and say, oh, this team won the deal, this team lost the deal. Give me your thoughts. 855-212-4CBS. I think this is a good trade for both sides. Give a stock up to the Chiefs and the Giants. Mac Jones. Belichick finally gave him the validation and the reassurance that he was going to be the starter this week. Maybe he did so behind the scenes, but at least we now know he did so publicly today. Give Mac Jones
a stock up.
Nathaniel Hackett. The fact that you needed to have your GM give you a vote of confidence today and say he believes in you 110% shows me that you don't actually have the belief and support of your GM. Because I don't think there's ever been a coach in the history of coaching, hot take Hickey, where a team had expectations this year and seven games in, everyone said it's not a matter of if he's going to get fired, just when. If you have to give a vote of confidence to someone 7 weeks in, that means it's a bunch of baloney, whatever that vote of confidence is. So stock down to Nathaniel Hackett. Also, there's a possibility he could lose this game, have to go back on the flight, not know if he's fired and then get fired the moment when he lands or on Monday. So a stock down to Nathaniel Hackett. The Brooklyn Nets are 1-3. The Los Angeles Lakers are 0-4. Last night, the Brooklyn Nets did lose to the Milwaukee Bucks. And we know the Los Angeles Lakers in their latest game did lose, I believe, to the Denver Nuggets, as that was last night on Wednesday. They lost to the Denver Nuggets. So the Lakers so far, they lost to Golden State, the Clippers, Portland, and Denver. Yikes. One win early stage between both those teams. Horrible. Stock down to both the Lakers and also the Brooklyn Nets. And finally, did you see the renderings of the possible new stadium for the Buffalo Bills?
Yes.
I thought at first they put a roof on the place. Now, that was misleading. It was just a very fancy drawing. A lot of people want a roof on the Bills stadium. What's wrong with you people? When I think of Buffalo, I think of craziness, mayhem, out in the cold, wings, beer, food, family, chaos. I just went to a Bills playoff game. It's -2 degrees. I froze my ass off. Yeah, I saw my football team get destroyed by the Bills. But it was just fun being outside, even though I couldn't feel my feet afterwards. That's Buffalo football. Don't you dare get so soft in the year of 2022. We need a dome. I don't want to see a dome whatsoever, and I'm glad the renderings actually didn't have a dome or a roof on top of that place. Stock down to anyone wanting a roof on the Bills' new stadium. And that's the Zach Gilb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Great show today. Big thanks to Tom McCarthy, Shelby Harris, and Le'Veon Bell for stopping by. They just kicked off the second half between the Baltimore Ravens and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are leading in this game 10-3. We'll be back tomorrow with the big Football Friday on the Zach Gilb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks to all of you. Thanks to Hot Take Hickey. See you tomorrow. Bucks have the ball. We out. Bye-bye. Peace!
Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The list.
listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.